Mindset Tricks for Limits, My Productivity Through Chocolate Reflections. Hello, this is Stephanie L.H. Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Okay, so I have another chocolate reflection from reading my quasi-chocolate fortunes, and I love this one. You know, I open up my chocolate and I get these little thoughts in here, right? So let's talk about those. Do you know your limits? How do you set your limits? When you start a new process, how do you measure its success? Do you give yourself enough time to make the changes, or do you give up before it's time? Contrary to many experts, it takes longer than 30 days to form most habits. I've conducted informal research with my clients and have found that on average, it takes 7 weeks to get a good habit to form. So I open up my caramel bite and I read on the label, test your own limits and keep going. Wow, now that's a great tip. Simple, but great. Forming habits. Harley Han wrote an interesting article about forming habits and making change. It's pretty long and filled with psychology references, but quite interesting, and in it he writes, the skills, controlling habits, are among the most important in life, and yet receive so little attention. Coming to terms with habits is a slow process. To do so, you need to realize that most habits are not unchangeable. Rather, they are patterns of behaviors that you have learned. You can both learn new habits and break old ones if you want. But habits possess great psychic strength, and they are neither easily created nor easily destroyed. They are powerful, and you must be prepared to devote time and effort to their cultivation. The way to form a habit is to practice repeatedly. There is no easy way. This doesn't mean that the process must be unpleasant, although sometimes unavoidably it will be so. He talks about taking control. We all have those voices in our head, not the scary kind, but the subconscious kind, that remind us what we should be doing. Heck, it's so common that we frequently see cartoons arguing with an angel on one shoulder and a little bad one on the other shoulder. Think of Tom and Jerry cartoons. His suggestion is that no matter what type of rationale we make for ourselves, at some point, in order to form habits, we have to take control. It says, test your own limits and keep going. What does that mean to you? To me, it means that I should push myself to be what I'm capable of and then push more to make it even better. Taking control and testing your limits are not easy things. However, once you try and succeed, you'll find that it's exhilarating. When you're putting a new system into place, consider this chocolate reflection. Give yourself time to form habits and take control. Reach your limit and then keep going. I believe in you and what you're trying to accomplish in your life. Here's to testing your limits and pushing even further. And if you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. Thanks. And have a great day.